around about 1997, I was a refugee in Ethiopia, and there was a group of Northern Sudanese scholars, academics, and we debated a lot about what South Sudan political aspiration is all about. There was a debate of whether a new Sudan is achievable, whether separation is achievable, whether the unity of Sudan is achievable. Really, I felt challenged at that time, and then I wrote a book in Arabic. It's called Sudan, South Sudan Prospect Challenges, in which I asked, what if South Sudan become independent? What if South Sudan become independent? And then I begin to analyze the peace process. What will be the identity of South Sudan? What will happen to South Sudan if it becomes independent? Because at that time, there are a lot of militias, a lot of different groups. What will happen in northern Sudan? What will that Sudan look like? The one of the south, the one of the north? What will be its foreign policy? So it was a hypothesis, and I ended up writing that book, and it was published in 2000.
Yes, and Honorable, you have written a lot about the history of South Sudan. Tell us about your latest book.
Yeah, I've written a book called The Hazards of Nation Building. I wrote it in English, but it was translated to Arabic, and the English version is called The Hazards of Nation Building. Was a series of articles I've written from around about 1987 to 2010. It is about the evolution of the liberation movement and how institutional transformation in Sudan, the peace process, the development of the leadership, the decision-making processes, what does it mean to have a developmental democratic state?
Yes. Now, I'm imagining there are so many budding writers out there. What advice, Honorable, would you like to give them to have either books to be published?
Yeah, most of the South Sudanese, for your information, particularly, especially young people, those who are in their 20s, 30s, they've written good things, very good.
That's good news.
Because we are busy now with our crisis. So these people, if you want to begin to appreciate writing, you have to ask yourself, who are my readers? That's the beginning.
Yes.
Not everybody reads books. And books depend on the subjects, the topic they do. For example, I write political books. I target particularly people who read in Arabic because in South Sudan, 70% of those who read and write are Arabic background, for example. If I read a book in English, only a few people will read it, nobody really. And those who read in English, majority of them are people who don't read. So that's very important. Number two, there are now South Sudanese who are publishing books now, as we speak, publishers. So those who really wanted to write books, they must choose the topic that will develop the country. You don't have to write just anything because you wanted to be writing.
Yes.
Writing must be creative. Our creativity is determined by the circumstances in which you live. And that, I think, is the most important thing. And believe me, the best writers now in South Sudan are women, ladies now.
That's the good news for all women.
So we should read for them now.
All right. Now, Honorable, ahead of World Literacy Day, what message would you give our listeners, especially our budding authors?
I first of all congratulated any person who sit down and write. I particularly believe that the people who sacrificed this country, particularly our leaders, commanders, it is time for them to begin to write, I think, now. They're getting old, people getting sick with different sicknesses. It is time for them to write. For all those who have taken writing as a way of life, worldwide, I congratulate them because they transmit knowledge and information to the world that will allow world a better place to live. So I really congratulate them to that.